Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Kimmel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it
we
up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening out there. It is Mindful Monday. And again, happy, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there still looking at your beautiful flowers, eating that candy, relaxing down from your beverage of choice from yesterday and today and many more days to come. Every day is Mother's Day. You know, we're in this era. We are reinventing, restructuring, reflecting. It's all about realigning. But, you know, I want you to understand that the subtle workings of the mind, how you orient your mind, the kind of attitude you take greatly influences both yourself and your environment. These are two aspects of life's inner workings. Through the power of strong inner resolve, we can transform ourselves, those around us, and the land in which we live. It takes work, but it can be done. So welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Today is Mindful Monday. We'll give you some update community information. We're going to make it short and sweet, but before we get going, here we go. Jump aboard.
Tell me.
All over the world. It's all about getting on that love train. As I said, when we're up there, we have to all resolve to be the sun. No matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break. Fine weather will always return. And spring will never, ever fail to come. We have Miss Tiffany Jones with us this evening briefly because we're short and sweet today. And she's going to give us some update on the community and joining hands and what that togetherness means. Tiffany, are you on the air with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Yes, I am. How are you? So nice to be here.
Yes, thank you for being here. We know you're busy. It's crazy out there. You're a woman on the move. We appreciate you coming on, giving us some insight. I don't like the question. I just like to let you come on in and talk about it. But there were some exciting things happening this weekend in Los Angeles with people connecting in together and helping out one another. Can you give us a little update on what happened this weekend? Where were you? What were you doing? You were out there in the community.
It was wonderful. Please bear with me in the noise. I'm traveling right now in the car, so if you heard that music.
Okay.
It was a really, really good event. It was in the heart of Los Angeles, and it was done by, I would say, an Asian community church,
mm-hmm.
where they reached out and they did the march around the block, and the captain of the station nearby showed up and all the lieutenants, and it was really nice, really, really nice. It was really nice. People came together.
Okay. And it was for
just
the stop, it was
for the,
stop the hate crime? What was it?
Correct, for the crimes for the Asian community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and there was a lot of people?
Yes, there were like, I would say, maybe 400 people marching.
Okay.
Just around the block. It wasn't a long march like we usually have down, you know, several blocks. But it's just to, you know, create awareness and create awareness in the community of the Asian culture that's there. So, and to bring peace, you know. We are all dealing with a lot. Every culture is dealing with a lot. Minority cultures are dealing with a lot. But, you know, it's about humanity and really reaching out to all of humanity on all levels, realizing there's no minority, really.
No, there isn't. There isn't. You say state or said
well,
I'm going.
There
go
really
on.
Isn't. There is a minority in which we know that there is a so-called minority, which is the majority. And I think I told you that last time. That is a, you know, that we are the majority. We're not the minority, but we're looked upon as a minority.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand that, you know, every life matters. All lives matter. Asian, black, brown, all communities, all people.
That's true. I'm with you on that. And when you said that you had gone down there, I wanted to hear about it because I know that you're out there, you have your ears to the ground, and you move north, south, east, and west, but you basically work on many, many political fronts, but like we always say, we don't care about the color, we don't care about the side. We just want to know that you're about the people. And that comes from from a full circle all the way around. And that is why it's so interesting to have you come on, because we always have different views that you and I speak about personally, but it's very educational. It's about the dialogue that we put out there. So I knew that there was going to be an event. I didn't know how it was going to be set up. I think I announced it last Friday. When you gave me that information, we put it out there. But it's just not only stop Asian hate, stop all hate, okay? And it's just not the time, you know. Hatred is an ugly thing. It's ugly, very, very ugly. And it depends on a mindset, and it takes dialogue. It takes people coming to the table. It takes people discussing. You have different cultures have different ways of doing things, you know, different wording. And people need to get together and have that darn dialogue. Everybody's silent. Diversity. Uh-huh. Okay. You cannot have diversity without inclusion. Okay? So let's get busy.
Exactly.
So you know my feelings on that, and you know I have to take a deep breath over here because I go another way. And
I don't
feel like there's some things we can say and some things we can't say. So I have to kind of like pull it back because I get riled up, okay, when it comes to the people and when it comes to humanity and when it comes to what we need to do. So I know that you're like traveling out there, doing the things that you have to do. There's going to be other things coming up that we'll speak on later on, coming in, and a lot of initiatives up there. I know that you are very into the different, what is this? I'm just going to mention it because I'm just hearing about it, and I'm going to mention it because I want people to do research on it and to follow it and to understand with their own minds what this is all about. It's that H.R. 1 that's changed to the S.1 now. It's in the Senate, and I know that you're totally connected on that end. So I'm just mentioning it, the H.R. 1 or the S.1 as they're calling it, for listeners out there to follow it, to read about it, to understand it. Just don't go on hearsay. Okay, it's a very important issue. And it depends on, and everyone has their opinion. It's for the People Act, and it has a lot to do, and party lines are hopefully coming together and moving in partisan to get it done, but we know how that go, and it's okay as long as it's done. And it's always going to have agreements and disagreements on either way, but we want it done. So listeners, just kind of follow that, okay? We won't get into it because we try not to be political, but we are political. But I want you to check it out on your own and come up with your own mind and just follow. So there's no surprises. There's no shocks. Quit just going by what you hear, okay? And vote those people up there that's going to listen to you. Okay, I've been screaming it ever since last September. Vote for someone that's going to listen to you because there definitely has to be some moving around. You keep moving them from the left desk to the right desk and nothing gets done. Keep that in mind, but do your homework. Do your homework because it is about the people. The people make the world go round, okay? And as you said, Tiffany,
absolutely,
we're not the minority. People aren't the minority. They're the majority. And if you don't follow up and understand that, but in your travels, I know you're out there. I'm gonna be quiet over here because you know I feel that left jaw twitching. So I'm gonna have to be quiet on this Mindful Monday. But we want to give them things to be mindful for. So what would you like to share? Because I'm not gonna keep you long. We just gonna take this out and do what we have to do. We'll give us some more information here.
I think after that march and realizing how the Asian community came together to really just be a voice for peace, it was amazing to see, like I said, that large group. And the law enforcement that came out, too, you had the chief of the division out there. I think it was the Ramp Division, and everybody working collectively.
Okay.
The chief would like to start having things, little events or little coffee with cops. There we go. And so where you can sit down and you can really reach out to your, you know, your local authorities, your police department, and tell mm-hmm. them what's going on, because they really do want to hear. Remember, like it was in the 60s, you could go probably to their house and sit down and have a cup of coffee. Well,
mm-hmm.
now, you know, there are divisions that do that. Rampart does it. Torrance does it. So every month, and, you know, I think they're going to be doing it sometime in a week or so this month.
Okay.
And if not, then next month, and I'll let you know when that is. But I think everyone should get involved, and people don't realize that there are some good people out there. There are some good cops who really want to listen to the community, because they, you know, every time I've called, they show up, and I'm glad to see them. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I know that there are some other, there's another side to that. There are other cops that are not so nice and haven't been so nice to people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, let's balance it. There's, if there's one side, there's another side. And understand that. And like I said, I understand both sides, and that's how I speak with from both sides and in a neutral position. Because there are people out there that really do care in the community, and there are leaders that are coming up running for these offices that have been in the community, in their community for years, like 38 years, 25
mm-hmm.
years, and really being of service to their communities. And it's about time, you know. I think some of the legislators have done a great job. And, you know, when it's time to go, it's time to go and transition to something else and then have new blood come in.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You've done an excellent job. No one's taken that away from you. You know, they'll probably have the fame attached to that afterwards, you know, or the acknowledgement that they did something good in the community. But it's time for other people who really have a strong concern for their community and other communities. And I'll let you know more about that.
Okay, I appreciate that. And when you say, you know, training, see, good leadership. Everybody can float on the lane, a leader. But a leader trains successors, okay? That's what a leader does.
That's
a leader trains their people, or direct. I don't even like the word training. Sound like military. They direct the next in line to succeed, to be their successors. They pull them, each one teach
mm-hmm.
one. You know, so when you decide to move over to the right, that seat is filled, and it's filled with a person that's been directed and that's been informed, okay? But sometimes people get stubborn, and they don't want to leave. It gets cushy and comfortable, okay? Get out the way. You, a leader directs and has successors. That's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
And you want your successors to be stronger than you are. So that means you must
mm-hmm.
Direct them correctly. It's about correct leadership. Everybody that holler the word leader aren't leaders. When leaders do not understand, the leaders are followers and followers are leaders. It's a flip trip. It's the same thing. Because you can't lead the people
mm-hmm.
if you're not following what their desires are. So take a look at that.
Exactly.
Leadership is really, really important. So you step up on that podium and holler leader, you better be ready to lead, you know, and especially in
mm-hmm.
these times. But a good leader directs and sets up for their successors. And that's the way it should be. You haven't seen it around for a while, but that's the way it goes. And you're going to ask me, now, Linda, how do you know that? Because I wear that orange cloak, okay? And that's what my thing is, leadership and management. So you better put
yeah.
that left foot out there to lead. You better be ready and be ready to take on whatever you take on. It's a very important role. And you're absolutely correct. Step to the side. What I find, I see things are changing. I used to love to go to city council meetings. They still have them, you know, virtually. But I think that person
mm-hmm.
should attend those meetings. They get an opportunity to really
absolutely.
Find out what's going on. you hear it from a lot of different sides, because people are stating their needs out there, and nothing can really, really be taken care of unless you find out what the need is. So I'm glad that the divisions are opening up their little pop-ups to have coffee and tea or whatever, and listen to people, because, as you say, people want to know, and the only way that it's going to work is you must have that dialogue, because I can't say what's on your mind, or I cannot tell you how to feel. And when that trust is no longer there, that's a hard baby to deal with, okay? Because you must trust people that you're around. I will not be around anyone I can't trust, period. So therefore, if I want them to trust me, I'm going to have to trust them. Everybody wants to trust, but once that trust is broken, it's a hard cookie to fix. So good luck to them getting out there. I'm glad to hear it. And you said this is the Rampart Edition that's over in this area. You got Torrance, and I'm pretty sure it's many, many more out there. And if they're honest and they're sincere, but the trust has to be built again. That's just all it is to it. With the young adults, you know, working with them, I sort of like listen to them, and I hear the conversations, and they'll call and talk about something, and I'll just listen. Okay, I won't make a comment, because I can't make a comment, because they're expressing their feeling, and they can have that feeling. But you have to listen and hear between the lines, because everyone doesn't express the same way. They might state something, but really, really mean something else. And you have to be able to ride in the middle of that wire and kind of like swing with it. And that just comes from not saying that it comes from the wisdom, or it comes from, you know, the experiences. Of course, I got years and years of experience on you. I hear where you're going, and I know what you're talking about, okay? But I'm going to let you express it and let you work it out in the manner that works best for you, because that's how it gets done. But if you attend the city council meetings, you will hear things that are happening in the city. You don't have to see it flash on the news, because we know how that goes. Go down or get that first-hand information. It's nothing like having first-hand information. And then you be the decision maker. Don't let anybody make up your mind for you. If that mind is correct, as I stated when I came in about the power of the mind, if that mind is set straight, you know, through the power of strong inner resolve, it comes from in out, we can transform ourselves, those around us, and the land in which we live. It's a mindset, and you can't give a test on it. You can't talk anybody into it. The change has to come from within. And I see, you know, we can't speak for everyone. You know, you can only stand in that mirror and really have that conversation with yourself. But if you can see it in yourself, if you see that transformation and that inner change, you'll be able to quickly recognize it in others. So you know how hard you have to work in order to pull it out. So I'm glad to hear that you're out there moving, and that you were experiencing out there. You know, peace is a very... And the Asian culture is a little bit different, because you're speaking of Japan, Asia. They're peaceful people. They work a little bit different. So the best thing that we have to do is understand the culture, and then you'll be able to move with them. You know, and the same for us. You know, understand the black and the brown culture. We are a culture within cultures. Okay, we have a mixture of cultures. Within our race, if that's the way you want to put it, you're Ethiopian, you're from me, and your whole thing is totally different. And a lot of people don't understand the power of Ethiopia, okay, and where everything came from. So one, we will have you come on, and I've asked you that before, because it's very important that we share, that you come on and give us a breakdown. A lot of people don't really understand. They started somewhere else, but that's not where it started. It started in Ethiopia. Okay?
Yes, I will one day.
I want you to do that.
I'm getting ready.
I know, and I know you want to bring it. You know, I love speaking. I like meeting different people from different places, because that's how we learn each other. I like to know, what do you celebrate for New Year's, and what is your main dish, you know? And when you speak with individuals and ask them, you open them up because they feel you're interested, and you are. And that's how we come together. That's how we unite. That's how we move collectively. As you say, you saw down there on Saturday with people coming together. That's why I play my song, Get on the Love Train, okay, because it's needed. It takes all of us to get this done. Every last person, and it's an inside job. So quit listening, going on hearsay. Please, please, do research and find out and make up your own mind. It's all about the mindset. And here we go, rattling and rattling. I'm going to be quiet on that note. Is there anything you'd like to share or leave the listeners with to be mindful of until you come back again?
Is that, you know, they were passing out shirts, and the slogan on the shirt was, kindness is contagious.
Yes. Kindness is contagious.
And it is. So the hospitality was so good. They were gracious. It was just a wonderful event. It was small, and it wasn't as big as, like, you know, a full-on march of like 10 or 20,000 people. But it was just enough to get the message across and to let people know that they exist in the community and they're spreading peace, joy, and kindness.
Okay. Kindness is contagious. I like that. I definitely, and it is. It is. It really is. I'm so glad that you shared that. So when you gave us the motto on the T-shirt, is that the motto you'd like for us to carry out through the week?
Well, how about that on Monday?
Mindful, be mindful that kindness is contagious. A smile will bring a smile. And as we always say, when you light a candle for another, it brightens up your path. So it's a good feeling on both sides to be out there and do that kindness. Some people wouldn't recognize it. I don't care if you took it and spelled it out and crowned them with it. They wouldn't know what kindness was, but that's okay. It has nothing to do with your actions, you know, or it has nothing to do with what you get to do. Wouldn't you agree with me on that?
Yes, I would.
Okay. All right. Well, Miss Tiffany Jones, that's going to come back on here and give us some history about her country, Ethiopia. I mean, I want it to go deep, okay? I want you to be like that. I had a professor. He was African history, but I didn't really know Africa had that many rivers. We had to take tests every week, and we talked about all the rivers. It opened my mind. But the one thing that I admire about him, and whenever I think of him, I think of one thing that he would always do. He would come in, he would go into his bag, and he would pull out a sign. And that sign said, T-H-I-N-K. And then he would speak to the class. He wanted you to think. And when you came up out of there, your mind was running, okay? You found out a lot of information, but that was just on one sector. I want you to have us thinking because, see, I know a little bit about Ethiopia, but not a lot. So we want you to bring it to us. We're going to give it a title. We'll put out things for people if they want to ask questions because it's things that people should know that they haven't been told. I know a little bit. But I don't know it all.
Right.
Okay, so it's about education.
Okay.
Unification in order to make us collaborate here. So we're putting you on blast. I'm asking you. You have agreed, and I'm not going to let you get away with it, no matter what. So you just let me know how much time you need, or even if you choose to, you can always break it down in segments. You know, we can go this day, number one, break it down, however way you want to do it. We want you as comfortable as you possibly can because we will have our pads and pencils out. Tiffany Jones.
Yes, that would be so fun.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you. And I'm not going to hold you because I know you're a busy, busy, busy woman, but I wanted you to give us some community update and your opinion, which you always do in a sweet way. And give us some extra information out there. And we love you. thank you, thank you, thank you. Anything else before I say have a wonderful evening?
That's it. I wish you a wonderful evening as well.
Thank you. Thank you for taking our time, caring and sharing with us on Waking Up. That's Tiffany Jones. She does a lot of things. You'll be hearing about her some more. She moves kind of quietly, but she moves. And I'm going to put my Winona Judd on because this is what love can do. Tiffany, we love you. Thank you and have a lovely evening.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
You.
I appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, but all your hopes are sinking. Let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Heart could understand that love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see the first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
Love.
Come on out here. That's a powerful word. It's a wonderful word. It exuberates great feeling. So let's kind of like build these bridges, hold hands, encourage one another, and get through this, okay? This is a new beginning. All that ugliness and that evilness has to go. So on that note, we'll have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us for Teller Tuesday tomorrow. And Thursday, we'll have Moving Forward with Karen Bird and Miyoshi. What's up? Friday is kind of like up in the air because we might have some community things to do to pay our respects and our appreciation to things that are happening. So we might give you Find It Out on Friday and give you an update on Monday. And on that note, we want you to have a wonderful, wonderful week. And tune in tomorrow. Listen to Stephanie. We're still on those chakras, keeping that mind and body in balance. We love you. It is Mindful Monday.
Dance. Let me see you move. Like you, oh, oh, you are.
the land. We educate, communicate,
and collaborate.
They want to break it up.
We give, showing others how to live.